Hello, my name is Jay. I'm Luke. We're just conducting a statewide public opinion poll. We would like to include your response to the study. Are you a registered voter in Ohio? Can you be so kind to your opinion? Hello? Okay, thank you, ma'am. And now, just to make sure that do you feel that secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of the gun ownership? What's your opinion? You think yes, it is, or no, it's not? Can you share your opinion?
Say that again.
Yes, ma'am. Do you feel the secure storage of a firearm is or is not a major responsibility of the gun ownership? Do you think yes, it is, or no, it's not?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, a firearm is considered secure storage if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked. It can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, a fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, a container, case, or a lockbox. Or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock. Storage in a container that is not see-through, and storage in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Now, will you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring the firearms be securely stored?
It depends on family.
Okay, but will you support or oppose that law?
I oppose it.
Okay, thank you. Now, will you support or oppose a state law requiring the firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to eliminate child-involved accidental shootings? Will you support or oppose the law?
Repeat that.
Yes, ma'am. Will you support or oppose a state law requiring that the firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to eliminate child-involved accidental shootings? Will you support or oppose that?
I'm with that.
So support that? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Children involved, yes.
Okay. Now, will you support or oppose the state law requiring the firearm be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to reduce suicide by firearm among youth? Will you support or oppose that?
I'm undecided.
Okay. No problem. We can move forward. I appreciate your patience on the line, ma'am. Now, will you support or oppose the state law requiring the firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to obtain a measurable decrease on the overall number of stolen guns? Will you support or oppose that?
Stolen guns?
Yeah, if the purpose of the law is to obtain a measurable decrease on the overall number of stolen guns, will you support or oppose the state law requiring the firearms be securely stored?
Support.
Okay, thank you. Now, will you support or oppose a state law requiring the firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage a lock safe? Will you support or oppose that?
I'm undecided.
Okay. How about if the law defines secure storage a locked container or a case? Support or oppose that?
Support.
Okay. How about if the law defines secure storage a lockbox or other device that it is designated to be or which it can be used to storage a firearm? Will you support or oppose that law?
I'm undecided.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward real quick. Now, will you support or oppose the state law requiring that storage be accessible via a key lock? Will you support that or oppose that?
Oppose.
How about a combination lock? Support or
oppose?
Okay. How about a law requiring that the storage be accessible via a biometric identifier, such as a fingerprint? Will you support that or oppose that?
I don't understand that.
Okay. How about if the state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a biometric identifier, such as a fingerprint? Will you support or oppose the state law that makes that requirement?
I'll support that as a fingerprint so you can get into the box.
And get it unlocked, okay. If a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock safe, a case, or a lock box, do you feel it should or should not be also be required to be unloaded? What's your opinion? Should or should not?
Should not.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or a trigger lock? The storage in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where minor cannot reasonably gain access to it. You think that will be, yes, it is secure or no, it's not secure?
It's secure.
I'm sorry, was that a yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. You get cut off there. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who's legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose a law that requires the gun to be stored securely? Support that or oppose that?
I don't understand it. You're saying
okay. Let me read it once again. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of his legal owner or someone who's legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be stored securely?
Yes.
Support, okay. And searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making it clear the law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Will you support that or oppose that?
I really don't understand. Say it all again.
Yes, ma'am. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes a language making it clear that the law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Will you support the law or oppose that?
I'm undecided on that. I'm trying to figure it. I'm trying to understand it.
No problem, and we can move forward real quick. Now, will you support or oppose
the law? Is this all about guns?
Most of them, but we're going to move forward to a different topic after this one, okay? Just bear with me. Just 1 minute. Now, will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor? And if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining, will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense?
I'm undecided. I don't know.
Okay, there is no right or wrong answers, man. We're almost done, okay? Now, prosecutors have a discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Now, will you support or oppose the law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Will you support the law or oppose that?
It's all about guns, ain't it?
This one is, ma'am. Okay? It's about it's the prosecutors can formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm. Will you support that kind of law or oppose that?
I'm undecided.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, let's finish this up. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record and write in any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with the minor illegally discharging a firearm and making that record available to the public? Will you support that or oppose that?
Oppose.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, I'm sorry, in terms of your personal political party identification, you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I'm Independent.
Thank you, ma'am. And that you, is your age between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Okay, which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Haitian, or other?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And regarding your gender, do you consider yourself a male or a female?
Female.
Okay, thank you, ma'am, very much for sharing your opinion. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Enjoy the rest of the day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy your evening. Thank you.
You too.